You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Welcome to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Thank you for tuning in. In full transparency, this has been a project in work for many years, just sitting on the shelf collecting dust. Metaphorically speaking, this clouding the mind, realizing there's something you're supposed to do, but you continually walk past it and denying your purpose, denying your passion, but no one is going to do anything about it until you take that step. There's seeds that need to be planted. And I realized that. And before anyone can take action, before anyone has an opportunity to grow and move to that next level, I knew I had to take it out of the mental recesses of my mind and do something with it. So here we are, here to make an impact. Lead Now team. Now that we've gotten that out the way, and before we discuss the unique layout of this podcast, a little bit about myself. What qualifies me in the leadership realm to speak to you? You see, I'm currently a leadership and organizational development expert. I'm a lecturer, a researcher, an author, coach, consultant, facilitator, motivational speaker, and most importantly, a United States Army combat veteran. It's very important as I set this foundation and you understand my leadership foundation is rested in the United States Army, where I served on active duty for over 20 years. A career that started at Fort Bliss, Texas, leading a team of 40 soldiers, and culminating at Fort Meade, Maryland as a battalion commander, overseeing 500 men and women that donned the uniform of Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and Navy. And my most prized asset, the Department of Defense civilians. I oversaw that many people over six mid-Atlantic states, and handled the nation's business. Now, I'll tell you, in between my first and my last duty assignment, I served in a variety of leadership positions, operational level, strategic level, and that at the tactical level, and had walked away from this career at a series of valuable leadership lessons. I had the opportunity to serve three combat tours in Iraq. And while serving those tours were monumental in themselves, the most important part that I learned from a leadership aspect, it did not matter if you were the most senior ranking or the most junior ranking. We all had one common goal. That was to get home safely. So some of the greatest ideas that we've gotten during that tour was from those significantly junior than us. We all had that shared common goal to getting home safely. So some of the great ideas and being able to watch senior leaders humble themselves, and I watched that you can still be a team leader, but still a team member. And some of the great ideas come from around that table. So understanding the true essence of teamwork and the true essence that everyone has a voice. And after the first 10 to 13 years of my career spending at that tactical level in that combat-centric environment, I found myself being promoted, as you may. And some who wore the uniform may say I was sentenced to the Pentagon. There I find myself in a unique environment that tested my humility, my emotional intelligence, showed me a little bit more about myself. And I came to the Pentagon with a level of arrogance, naivety, closed-mindedness. And I recall my second week on the job, I went to the food court. And I saw my general, who was a two-star at the time, and I was his executive officer. And I came, and I can see myself now with the smirk and that smug look of Army officer arrogance. And I muttered through my teeth, "Sir, how do you work here?" He looks at me with a puzzled look. "What do you mean, Vic?" I said, "You know, with all these civilians." And he looks at me and he says, "Stop it right there. He says, Vic, I don't care if they have a suit and tie or a camouflage uniform. Everyone's entitled to good leadership. Leadership is universal. And what a transformative butt-chewing, I should say, because not only did that wake me out of that slumber of ignorance and arrogance, but it also opened up the doors to a tremendous leadership lesson where I had the opportunity to work alongside political appointees, Department of Defense, Department of the Army, civilians, SESs at various tiers, GS-15s, GS-14s, and then also had the opportunity to rate civilians. And throughout that experience, being able to test leadership at another level where leadership truly is universal, it put me in significant company. Then I had the unique opportunity to work at the White House Communications Agency as director of personnel. Here at the White House Communications Agency, another unique opportunity to test and expand my leadership, where I had the opportunity to work alongside members of the Department of State, the Executive Office of the President, United States Secret Service, all the branches of the service, and watching leadership at the highest level, but also recognizing the difference between positional authority and relational authority. At this point in my career, I've already reached a very senior level. Yet at this stage, it meant nothing. How you're able to communicate with members of different staff, different agencies, and being able to build coalition, collaboration, what type of influential skills you have, your communication skills, persuasive skills. But again, the difference between positional and relational authority, to a point where a member of the president's staff who can be 15 to 20 years younger than you, never donned a United States military uniform, can say, Vic, I need you to do this. And you say, yes, sir. Because in that position they hold, outranks me. And what matters now is how we collaborate and how we communicate and how we respect each other and what we bring to the table. And what an awesome experience that was, and a lesson of humility, but also, as I stated, positional versus relational authority. And then I moved to my final assignment in the Army as a battalion commander, putting all those skill sets I learned, not those first 10 years, which were great in itself, but those last 10 years, where being able to be exposed to the strategic level of leadership, but also how to play well with people outside my sandbox. People who did not think like me, lead like me, or live like me, or look like me. And being able to build a culture so rich for 400 men and women of various military backgrounds as well as civilian background, and watch a culture thrive. What an outstanding experience that was. And during that career, I was faced with the decision. Do I stay or do I go? I'd already finalized the last stages of my PhD in organizational leadership. And I was challenged with my friend. Why did I love the Army so much? And when it came down to it, I peeled the onion back between the opportunity to lead individuals who now become teams, watch members become team leaders, watching organizations go from good to great, watching organizations that may not even been on the medal stand go from bronze to gold, and watching the impact of decisions, watching and living and learning through that process alone for those 20 plus years is transformative. And I realized while I love the Army in itself, what I really loved most was leadership. That was my true purpose. That was my true passion. And so finalizing my degree process, my education process with a PhD in organizational leadership, now I learned the arts and sciences of leadership along with that practical experience. And I realized it's time to say goodbye. Now, I will tell you this, as much as I love the Army, if they ask me to come back tomorrow, all those great experiences I've had, I would say, no, it was fun the first time around. Team, I'm excited. So that's a little bit about myself as we started that journey. And now, what can you expect from this podcast? Why now? Why lead now? What is this all about? There's thousands of podcasts out there. Thousands of podcasts. Everyone speaking inside a microphone. Everyone has a webinar. But what about this one that makes it different? What will make this different? What is LTUI? What is Lead Now? I told you before, limited time to make an unlimited impact. Our day-to-day is not promised, let alone tomorrow. So the time we spend with one another must be purposeful. I practice relations-oriented leadership, but purpose-driven leadership on top of that, so we can maximize that time together. While my ideals for this podcast were collecting dust, I found myself getting extremely frustrated with the workforce. Something was missing. I was frustrated because I was on the sidelines, not in the game. For those who played sports, nothing is worse than being a starter and watching the play unfold before you and you're still sitting on the bench. Knowing you possess the skill sets to make a difference, yet you're not doing anything about it. In fact, you may even be critiquing what's happening. You're becoming a problem spotter, not a problem solver. And so I found myself becoming extremely frustrated as I had clients endeavoring to become better. I had organizational leaders trying to build effective teams. Yet there was a gap. There was a gap. While on the sidelines, I found that many instances of the current approach to leadership, education, development, consulting, and coaching, it truly underestimated the enthusiasm, the passion, and a connection that a practitioner must possess when we're equipping others to lead. Team, leading people represents one of the most important skill sets organizational members must possess. Yet many organizations experience failure as a result of assigning ill-equipped leaders occupying higher opportunities of authority and responsibility. And so now while I was on the sidelines, I consulted numerous leaders at all levels. I studied current leadership trends, coached clients, and I recognized that gap existed in many organizations. While most organizations possess the desire to develop effective leaders and build this thriving, excelling, and optimal level organization, many organizations did not possess the adequate resources and strategies that ensured success. So it's important here that I talk about this and I promote deliberate leadership strategies and management solutions designed to ensure organizational members at all levels of an organization are positioned to maximize their potential. Critical to this effort, critical team is developing effective leaders and how to remain versatile, agile, and innovative approaches that recognize that a limited time exists towards building a legacy of leaders that will make an impact, that'll make an unlimited impact. That's why I challenge you to lead now. With this podcast, I hope to help. One, create a leadership culture that positively impacts organizations and engages employees at all levels. Two, advocate, promote, and provide the value of leadership coaching, leadership facilitation, and training that accomplish strategic initiatives and organization development programs and events to meet emergent leader priorities. This here team, number three, is where I will build and foster learning a collaborative culture to enhance leader confidence, decision-making skills, and those principles of delegation so we can increase employee engagement and retention rate. And then the final thing this podcast hopes to help, my fellow service members, that transition from active duty to retiree or to a veteran is not easy. I want to have an opportunity through this podcast to help coach these transitioning military members with relations-oriented leadership strategies that prepare you all for the next career moves. What can you expect of me? Team, understand I'm operating in my purpose. That is truly why I'm here. Because of this, expect mass enthusiasm and passion. I know no other way but 100%. It worked as a soldier, and it definitely works in the field of leadership. Trust me, I'm going to bring my A game each time this podcast airs. Do not expect anything less. No different than an athlete. You do not show up on the field unprepared. You show up on the field unprepared, you get injured. The same thing applies to your career. The same thing applies to your organization. You fail to show up, you will cause organizational injury. So expect me to challenge you weekly to help you accomplish your leadership and organizational objectives. Second thing you can expect from me is that we will have fun. Let's take the time to laugh, be reflective. Again, I said, I will challenge you. Understand that self-awareness piece. Who are we? As we move forward and we're responsible for leading teammates, we're also responsible for leading self. I will challenge you to understand who you are, what makes you the most effective, and what are those areas that are challenging you so you cannot be effective, and we'll eliminate those barriers. We'll identify those barriers. Now, team, I understand this podcast may not be for you, and that's okay. It is for somebody. And somebody, I'm talking to you right now. So now what can you expect from this podcast? You can also expect an engaging, invigorating, enlightening, introspective experience towards these aspects of leadership. The opportunity to enhance your leadership toolkit. Let's build your leadership arms room. What's your arsenal? What do you have in your arsenal? This will be a 20-minute adrenaline-filled leadership podcast released each Monday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. It is not my intent to hijack your day. 20 minutes is enough to be brief, be brilliant, be gone. This 20 minutes is designed to just give you that jolt before your week starts. It'll be 15 minutes of talk, followed by 5-minute call to action, or we'll call that our accountability section. Here, I'll serve as your leadership mentor, leadership coach, leadership researcher, leadership counselor, your leadership consultant. I am that ram in the bush. I'm here to assist you and your organization in that time of need. So again, team, lead now. We have a limited time to make an unlimited impact. Team, each week we'll focus on a new topic. The first Monday of each week, we'll target individual development. That second Monday of each week, we'll focus on team building. That third week, strategic leadership. That fourth week, we'll take it back to basics. Let's look at some theories and concepts in leadership. And then week five, we'll find current trends in leadership. It may be a sports theme, community, military, or just something that we may have found within our social media site that we really want to bring to light and discuss. What can I expect of you? First, subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Then I need you to show up and participate. Again, team, I'll tell you now and I'll continue telling, wisdom's in the room. We will learn from each other. Just like I experienced in those first three tours to Iraq, everyone has a voice. We will learn from each other, ask questions, embrace the self-discovery journey, be responsible with your leadership role, adapt the growth mindset, and remain flexible for that expansion. Be ready to apply and be an impact. Follow me on Instagram at LTY Consulting, on X platform at @time_impact, and the Facebook page. Limited time, unlimited impact. For more information, team, regarding LTUI, you can find me online at www.lti.com. ltyconsulting.com. From there, join as a member on the site and access the plethora of bonus content to include resources, videos from the show, and connect to the social media sites. Be ready to create that dialogue team and interaction. Build that learning and collaborative environment. I challenge you all again to lead now. You take care. I'm your host, Dr. Vic, and I will see you next Monday.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.